Tonight on the Worldview Report, we have video footage tonight showing Somali refugee turned U.S. Congresswoman Ilhan Omar being booed off the stage at a recent appearance in Minnesota. But the most shocking part about this was the audience. It was not a Trump-loving conservative audience by any stretch. U.S. military personnel are approaching more deadlines on the COVID vaccine mandates, and we'll have an update on the attempts to save America's heroes from disciplinary action by an abusive and increasingly vindictive Biden regime. Kamala Harris was confronted about high gas prices at an event over the holiday weekend. She did not show much compassion or understanding of what average Americans are going through. In fact, she laughed. And we've got an in-depth report on the Biden regime's arming to the teeth of federal agencies. And we're not talking about military or law enforcement agencies here, folks. The shocking truth behind the militarization of, wait for it, the IRS. All this and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. I'm Brennan House. Representative Ilhan Omar, Democrat from Minnesota, was booed and jeered off the stage in her home state by 10,000 Somali Americans at a concert in Minneapolis Saturday night celebrating Somali Independence Day. The concert featured a Somali singer who can be seen in a video trying to tell the crowd to stop booing, but they did not even listen to their popular native singer. The audience at the Target Center booed and cursed Omar for 10 minutes straight. Cries of get out, get lost, get the bleep out of here, and quote, shut the bleep up, end quote, could be heard. They would not even let her speak. Another Somali who dropped out of this year's GOP primary to take on Omar reposted the video with harsh commentary.
On behalf of Afro Dudley, we want to welcome Sudan to Minneapolis.
Candidate stated, quote, Ilhan Omar's booed by nearly 10,000 Somalis at a sold-out, highly anticipated Somali music concert at Target Center in Minneapolis. This is what she gets for trading her conservative values for the sinful LGBTQIAs and the promiscuous abortionist. Let's go, Ilhan, end quote. Well, I would certainly challenge the idea of her having conservative values, but anyway. In other news, Liberty Counsel filed an amended complaint in federal court before Judge Stephen Maraday, seeking class action relief from the unlawful federal COVID shot mandate on behalf of 15 members of the United States Marine Corps. The additional Marines added to the existing complaint are in the Tampa District. In a press release, Liberty Counsel said it will also be filing amended complaints adding service members from the various branches who are located in the Tampa District. Liberty Counsel founder Matt Staver, who's also a frequent guest on my show, Brennan House Live, said his organization will continue to argue in court for the rights of all U.S. military personnel to refuse the jabs on religious grounds. The Marines face a deadline to receive an injection that violates their religious beliefs. All of the COVID shots are associated with aborted fetal cells. They have been refused any religious accommodation. These service members had until November 28th of 2021 to be fully vaccinated. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has since ordered disciplinary actions to commence. A According to the Liberty Counsel press release, the Marines need relief from the courts or they will be, quote, facing dishonorable discharge, court-martial, other life-altering disciplinary procedures, and termination, end quote. As the Supreme Court has long affirmed, the heroes of the United States Armed Forces do not shed their constitutional rights at the moment of their sacrificial oath. Liberty Counsel founder and chairman Matt Staver stated on July 3rd, quote, as we prepare to celebrate Independence Day, we must continue to fight for the freedom of those who protect us every day. No service member should be forced to choose between serving God and serving country. The Department of Defense continues to violate the law and ignore their religious freedom. This lawlessness must end, end quote. Following the announcement that children aged 6 months to 4 years in the U.S. can now be injected with the COVID vaccine, a group of 78 doctors in the U.K. have written an open letter to that nation's medical regulatory agency, the Medical and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, setting out comprehensive reasons why this action must not be taken in the U.K. The letter was published in its entirety by the Conservative Woman Online publication. If, as we expect, the mainstream media ignore this letter, it will be further evidence that they are not interested in reporting the truth about this experimental gene therapy, but only in covering it up. The letter states, quote, we are writing to you urgently concerning the announcement that the FDA, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, has granted an emergency use authorization for both Pfizer and Moderna COVID-19 vaccines in preschool children. We would urge you to consider very carefully the move to vaccinate ever younger children against SARS-CoV-2, despite the gradual but significant reducing virulence of successive variants. The increasing evidence of rapidly waning vaccine efficacy, the increasing concerns over long-term vaccine harms, and the knowledge that the vast majority of this young age group have already been exposed to SARS-CoV-2 repeatedly and have demonstrably effective immunity. Thus, the balance of benefit and risk which supported the rollout of mRNA vaccines to the elderly and vulnerable in 2021 is totally inappropriate for small children in 2022. We also strongly challenge the addition of COVID-19 vaccination into the routine child immunization program, despite no demonstrated clinical need, known and unknown risk, and the fact that these vaccines still have only conditional authorization. It is noteworthy that the Pfizer documentation presented to the FDA has huge gaps in the evidence provided, end quote. The letter then goes on to list all of the gaps and falsified data in Pfizer's trials. While that letter from the UK doctors alleges the evidence showed a risk-benefit analysis that justifies giving the COVID shot to adults, that ignores a tsunami of evidence to indicate many adults are also being harmed by the COVID injections. We've reported on many of those injection injuries or deaths right here at the Worldview Report. We have more to report tonight, sadly. Fully vaccinated actor Danny Bonaduce announced on social media that he couldn't walk at all and slurred his speech due to a mystery illness brought on by the COVID vaccine. Many of you remember that Danny was one of the child stars in the very popular 70s TV series, The Partridge Family. Watch this video.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Denny announced in April he needed time off from his radio show as a result of the health issues. And we have another tragic vaccine death that comes via the Gateway Pundit. A medical investigation into the death of a healthy 27-year-old engineer showed he died from a blood clot on his brain days after his first COVID-19 shot. This is again according to the BBC. Jack Last, a citizen of Britain, received the vaccination on March 30th, 2021. A week later, he complained of a headache and nausea. That's according to testimony given in a court. On April 10th, a CT scan was performed, and it showed that Mr. Last had a blood clot. He had surgery and therapy, but sadly died about 2 weeks later. It took 14 months to determine that this young engineer was killed by the COVID gene therapy injection. But at least there was an investigation, which frankly is more than we can say for the vast majority of these sudden deaths of young, healthy people. Vice President Kamala Harris, when presented with a complaint over the holiday weekend about the record high gas prices facing Americans, well, her first inclination was to do what she always does when asked a difficult question or comment from ordinary Americans. She cackled. She laughed. Harris is a flat-out embarrassment. Harris was speaking Saturday at the annual Essence of Festival of Culture in New Orleans. Harris addressed various issues such as the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, soaring gas prices, and crushing inflation. After criticizing Louisiana's trigger laws that ban abortion, Harris was confronted about high gas prices. Quote, "I've seen a meme the other day that said, me Googling online how to make gas at home. Okay," end quote. A co-host for the event said to Kamala Harris. Watch this video.
What we need to do domestically, what we need to do to bring down the cost of gas. Well, right? Right?
I seen a meme the other day that said, me Googling online how to make gas at home. Okay?
Ooh, don't do that. Don't do that. Please don't do that.
Hilarious.
Unbelievable. And let's not forget, she apparently got her start in politics by being Willie Brown's girlfriend. Breitbart reports that a laboratory manufacturing the illegal narcotic ecstasy was discovered on a Belgian NATO base that houses nuclear weapons, with two people arrested in the case. That's according to prosecutors. A spokeswoman for the prosecutor's office of the Belgian province stated that the two people arrested were not employees of the NATO military base and were released after being questioned. Prosecutor's office made this comment in a press release. On Wednesday, quote, June 22, 2022, the local police of Kempen discovered a synthetic drugs laboratory located on the military domain, NATO, in Pier, end quote. The prosecutor's office added that the drug lab, quote, was dismantled by the specialized services of the federal police in collaboration with the National Institute of Criminology and the Civil Protection, end quote. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. Years ago, when I invented my pillow, I was faced with every adversity you could think of. No retailers wanted to sell my pillow. That's come full circle. Vendors took advantage of me, and I was copied by China. Well, by the grace of God, I was able to get through all that and learn from it. I have a passion to help other U.S. entrepreneurs, and that's why I created my new platform, MyStore.com. We have hundreds of products from amazing entrepreneurs, and to celebrate, I'm going to put my pillows on MyStore.com right now. You can get my standard My Pillows regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get my standard queen size, regular $79.98, now only $29.98. Or you can get my premium king size, regular $89.98, now only $34.98. So go to MyStore.com and use that promo code on your screen to get huge discounts on all MyStore products. Thank you and God bless.
Welcome back. One American News reports that new data shows a spike in disability rates among U.S. adults coinciding with the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines, which is raising more questions about adverse effects. According to the data by the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, the number of Americans with disabilities suddenly increased last year from 30 million to 32.7 million people. The St. Louis Fed data also shows the rate of disability remained stable between 2016 and 2020. The alarming rise in disabilities began in early 2021, just as Americans were mandated to take experimental vaccines for COVID-19. The report also shows more than 14,000 Americans reported being permanently disabled after receiving COVID shots. This new data on rising numbers of disabled Americans, combined with the many deaths related to the COVID jabs among working-age Americans, could explain why employers are having such a difficult time finding workers. Add that problem to all the free money Biden's sending out, and that will create a labor shortage. A group of Republicans led by Indiana Congressman Jim Banks are demanding answers for a program by the Biden regime that intends to, quote, promote atheism worldwide, end quote. Banks, who chairs the Republican Study Committee, penned the letter to Biden and Secretary of State Anthony Blinken about the Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor's grant program promoting atheism and humanism. Fox News reported that the letter states the following, quote, "We are writing to express our grave concern that the State Department is using appropriated funds to support atheism and radical progressive orthodoxy across the world," end quote. The letter continues, quote, "In April 2021, the State Department's Bureau of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor, known as DRL, announced a grant program to promote atheism worldwide. The notice of funding opportunity was officially titled DRL FY20 IRF, Promoting and Defending Religious Freedom, inclusive of atheist, humanist, non-practicing, and non-affiliated individuals." Well, that's a mouthful. It announced a, quote, "competitive process that would award grants of up to $500,000 to organizations committed to the practice and spread of atheism and humanism, namely in South Central Asia and in the Middle East, North Africa," end quote. That's what the letter stated. And then the letter goes on to conclude, quote, "To be clear, atheism and humanism are official belief systems. As an initial matter, therefore, we would like to know what other United States government programs supported with appropriated funds are being used either to encourage, inculcate, or to disparage any official belief system, atheist, humanist, Christian, Muslim, or otherwise. It is one thing for the department to be tolerant and respectful of a wide range of belief systems and to encourage governments to respect the religious freedom interest of their citizens. It is quite another for the United States government to work actively to empower atheists, humanists, non-practicing, and non-affiliated in public decision-making. Any such program for any religiously identifiable group in the United States would be unconstitutional. In addition to its constitutionality, dubious legal foundation, we also question how such a grant or cooperative agreement program advances the foreign policy interests of the United States. Were such programs known by the citizens of the target countries, we would expect that local populations, interest groups, and governments would bristle at what any objective observer would see as a covert funding from a foreign power designed to shatter local religious and cultural relationships," end quote. Let's also not forget that in a footnote to a decision handed down many years ago by the Supreme Court, they ruled that humanism is a religion. Well, as we know, the Internal Revenue Service has a checkered history, and in recent years, it's been playing politics, going after conservatives. During the Obama years, you might remember the scandal of how the IRS illegally targeted Tea Party members with predatory audits and other harassment. But now, several members of Congress have a larger concern about the IRS. The fact that over a recent three-month period, the IRS paid more than $725,000 for millions of rounds of ammunition. This is not the first time, of course, the IRS has loaded up on ammo. It's been going on for years. But now, several members of Congress are introducing a bill that would end the militarization of the nation's tax agency. Just the News reports the plan from GOP members of Congress, Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Jeb Duncan, and Paul Gosar, and it would effectively disarm the tax agency. The bill states, quote, notwithstanding any other provision of law, the Internal Revenue Service may not acquire, by purchase or otherwise, any ammunition, end quote. Just the News highlighted the odd timing of the most recent ammo purchase of $720,000. Odd timing? According to Gaetz, quote, considering the nationwide shortage of ammo and the Biden administration's stated animosity toward gun rights, end quote. Odd indeed. Gaetz said that over a recent 10-year period, the IRS stockpiled $11 million worth of ammunition. $11 million worth of ammunition. Just let that sink in. And the IRS is not alone in this drive to arm itself. Many other federal agencies that you would not normally associate with law enforcement duties are loading up on ammo as well. The Railroad Retirement Board, well, they also made a bulk purchase of ammunition recently. So this appears to be a return to the Obama policy of several years ago. During the last 2 years of the Obama regime, non-military, non-law enforcement federal agencies, meaning agencies that are purely administrative, spent more than $20 million on guns and ammo. That's according to an October 2017 report by Forbes magazine. In fact, here are just a few of the most notable examples listed by Forbes. Number one, the 2,300 special agents at the IRS are allowed to carry AR-15s, P-90 tactical rifles, and other heavy weaponry. Recently, the IRS armed up with 1.2 million in new ammunition. This was in addition to the $11 million procurement of guns, ammunition, and military-style equipment procured between 2006 and 2014. Number two, the Small Business Administration spent tens of thousands of taxpayer dollars to load its gun locker with Glock pistols. The SBA wasn't alone. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service modified their Glocks with silencers. Seriously? Number three, the Department of Veterans Affairs has a relatively new police force. In 1996, the VA had zero employees with arrest and firearm authority. Today, the VA has 3,700 officers armed with millions of dollars worth of guns and ammunition, including AR-15s and semi-automatic pistols. Number four, Department of Health and Human Services agents carry the same sophisticated weapons platforms used by our Special Forces military warriors. The HHS gun locker is housed in a new, quote, National Training Operations Center, end quote. And Forbes says a facility at an undisclosed location within the D.C. Beltway. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Welcome back from the break. Now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. North Dakota is allowing billionaire Bill Gaetz and China to buy huge parcels of farmland near a U.S. Air Force base that houses sensitive drone technology. a Chinese company paid $2.6 million for 300 acres of farmland in Grand Forks, North Dakota. The company, which specializes in flavor enhancers and sugar substitutes, recently purchased the North Dakota farmland. Grand Forks is about 40 miles away from Grafton, North Dakota, where a limited liability company reportedly controlled by billionaire Bill Gates recently paid $13 million for thousands of acres of potato farmland, so reports the New York Post. Others reported on this story as well, as you can see from this tweet. And you can see from this graphic just how much of America's best farmland Bill Gates has acquired. It shows his land holdings before the North Dakota purchase. Gates is an agent of the World Economic Forum. He's hostile to traditional farming techniques, and he has invested heavily in lab-grown meat. And as you know, the World Economic Forum has stated on its website that it advocates for a, quote, planetary diet, end quote, that consists of little to no meat or dairy. Instead, the World Economic Forum leaders like Klaus Schwab and Gates say we should eat bugs and other non-meat sources of protein. Folks, this is the man who's gobbling up farmland in America's heartland. China supports the same agenda, and it has also purchased large swaths of U.S. farmland. The two together present an existential threat to U.S. food security. That makes this a national security issue, and it must be stopped. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. Thank you, as always, for tuning in. Remember, we are listener-supported, and you can support us three ways. Number one, MyPillow.com, and use that promo code B66. When you do, we get credit, and a generous portion of each purchase comes back to keep the Worldview Report going, as well as my show, Brandon House Live. It takes a big staff to get this show out every day, and we need to pay them, of course, and therefore we need revenue, and that revenue comes in through your support of MyPillow. And when you use that promo code B66, you get great savings, and we get a portion of each purchase to help fund it all. The second way is by going to WVWTVstore.com, WVWTVstore.com. You'll find emergency supplies there, including freeze-dried food that has a 25-year shelf life. I think we reported tonight on one reason why you might want to be prepared, not only for the manufactured food crisis, the food shortage they're creating, but we've moved from inflation to superinflation. The next stop is hyperinflation. And when that happens, you can bet the grocery stores will go bare. Why? Because people will realize that their dollars will purchase more food this week than it will next week. And so when they go bare, and I think that's going to happen, what are you going to do? So you might consider an emergency food supply. I've been a distributor of emergency food since 2016. It has a shelf life of 25 years. Full details at WVWTVstore.com, and it is a big part of our general operating budget here, folks. I know you can purchase it other places. Thank you for purchasing it from us, as it is a big part of our general operating budget. And then finally, if you like what we're doing, you can just support us through our Worldview Weekend Foundation. That's all about using programming and technology to proclaim the Judeo-Christian worldview. You can make that contribution at WVWFoundation.com. And you'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. WVWFoundation.com. WVWFoundation.com. Thank you for your support. Till next time, I'm Brandon House. May God save America. Take care.